Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we are here together once again, we are opening your word, Father, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, and to give us your words, Father, and not ours, nor mankind, but to give us the revelation, Father, that your word wants us to have, so that we can walk along that pathway of righteousness, always looking to thy kingdom to make it our home, Father, when we step out of this life and into the next. Now be with us, Father, throughout this study, and I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in chapter 21. We finished 19 and 20 this morning. Now we're going to be in 21. And we're going to be starting with the Lord's journey, His journey on the way to the cross and on the way of going back home. And He's doing so for you and I, taking the pain that we couldn't and would not have taken upon ourselves, but He's giving His own body and His blood to save us and to become our sacrifice and our way of making God's kingdom our home. All right. Now, as we get into chapter 21 here, verse 1 says, and when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage and to the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. Now, if you really want to think that the Lord Jesus Christ don't know you, and he doesn't know everything going on, pay attention just to those two verses there. He is sending two disciples into a village and telling them exactly where they will find an ass and its colt with her. And he's telling them to loose them and bring them unto him. And he's also going further with this. Here in verse 3, he says, and if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. He's telling them even what to say if someone tries to stop them from taking those two animals. Now, and he also knows that if there is one that says anything, how to answer. 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. You see, everything is happening just as it had been prophesied years before he was born on this earth, but was prophesied about him. Now, 6, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They're doing exactly what they had been told to do, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewn them in the way. They're leading him in, making a pathway for him. 9, and the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Praise all the time, but they are making this runway and all to bring him in to the city, leading him in as their king. Now, and when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? You see, we still got him. It didn't matter how many miracles and how many healings he had done among the Jewish people. He still had those that did not know him. And rejected him. And going to find a whole lot more of them doing the same thing before we're finished. Now, 11. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Now, you know, that Bethpage where he sent his disciples was a village near Bethany, and it was about a mile east of Jerusalem. And apparently it was hidden from it by the summit of the Mount of Olives, which was the hill on the east of Jerusalem. You know, the questions in verse 5 is a combination of Isaiah 62:11 and Zechariah 9:9. And it was taken really substantially from the ancient Greek translation of the Old Testament. Hosanna is the translation of the Hebrew term, meaning please save, and occurs in 2 Samuel 14:4 and Psalms 118:25. You know, from the following verse of that psalm, the acclamation, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, is taken, riding on on the colt of an ass, marked the official entry of Isaiah's kings. You see, now Jesus arrives in the full declaration of his kingship, because he's coming in just like all the kings had been doing. Now, yet he had never said that he was king, but there was a lot of them that was proclaiming him king. Now, here in verse 12, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Now let me tell you something. When it comes to the way we treat these meeting places that we call the church, we need to be very, very careful in our treatment, and even in our thought of them. You see what he's doing here. Now, what were they selling? And why the money changers? Was because, you know, now, was because, hold on, I've got to get me something. Talking about Job here. Now we hope that will help. Get that flame in it. And it don't want to go down or come up either. But since we can't get rid of it for a little while anyway. You're in 13. Those are sold doves, and he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. And what they were selling were doves and things to make sacrifices with. And they had money changers there because everybody couldn't change money that would be given to them that was bigger than what the price of whatever they was buying. But now we see what he thinks of the deal of selling stuff out of the church. Yes. He's not liking it. We need to be very careful today. Now, 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. They came in, so he's healed them. 15. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. These religious leaders were displeased because they saw the healing and all, and the things he done in cleaning up the temple and the church. They wasn't happy about it at all. 16. And said unto him, hearest thou what they say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and suckling thou hast praise. Out of the young, out of those babes, they are the ones that have perfected praise. Because you see, they have a complete and total dependency on him. And we need more of that today. Now, (clears throat) 17. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. He lodged there in tent. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. 19. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only. It had leaves, but no figs. And you see, when it had leaves, it should have had figs on it, but it didn't. And now, he said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. In other words, he has put his curse on it. And presently, the fig tree withered away. 20. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? They couldn't understand it withering away as fast as it did. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, there's that verily. Please pay attention. I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That is his promise. And not only to them, but to you and I also. You see, that's for all. Now, 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority dost thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Now, this is something else that you need to remember, because in today's society, he and the Spirit works through you and I. And we can be doing the same things he was doing, and were supposed to be. So, how would you answer them? What would be your answer? You reach out to one, and you either touch them or speak to them and then be healed. And somebody asks you, what authority are you doing that by? What is your answer? Are you going to say it's your own? You see, I'm afraid if you tried to claim it to be your own, they'd be sick a long time. You're going to say, well, by the devil? The devil don't do that. He may make you sick, but he's not going to heal you. You see, it is by the authority given to each one of us today that is his child. And that authority is the authority of using the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We cannot do any of these things in our own name. It has to be done in Jesus' name. And we have that authority. If you are a child of God, you have that authority. We'll be getting into that later. Not tonight, probably, but we'll be getting into it a little later on. Now 23. And when he came, when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Men knows they, aren't they? And these are the religious leaders that should have known where all of this came from and should have known who he was. And yet, they don't. Now, 24. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I and likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. He's letting them know. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You give me the answer. And if you do that, then I'll give you the answer. 25. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven or of men? Question, isn't it? That he's asked there. Ask him about the baptism. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? 26. But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. Now these religious leaders are afraid. There in 27, and they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. They wouldn't tell him. He's not going to tell them. He's being straight with them. That's 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. Oh, but afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go. I go, sir. And he went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Think about it. Now, and we know actually, to answer that first question there, about who did the will of his father was the first. Because he repented and went. The second one said he'd go and then didn't go. Now, 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. He's letting them know that they didn't do right. They didn't repent and begin believing in him. They were still really not believing in him. 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain household which planted a vineyard and hedged it around about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to the husbandman and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandman they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. 36. Again he sent another servant, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. 38. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. 39. And they caught him, cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbands? And you see, this is a parable of the Son of the Living God. The Father sent him into this world to help mankind and to do the things he was doing, what they did to him. They beat him. They rejected him. They mocked him. They laughed at him. And they're on their way right now and to work up to killing him. And when they stand before our Heavenly Father, what's he going to do and say to them? Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew ye. And they'll be cast into hell and that lake of fire that will burn forever. Now, they say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render unto him the fruits in their seasons, just as the Lord Jesus is looking for you and I to help return a lot of the lost back unto the Lord our God by bringing them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus for repentance and forgiveness and to me help and to grow into being that born-again child of the living God. Now, 42. Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now, 43. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. You know, letting them know exactly what to expect. And that is also letting you and I know what to expect. When we are not doing the things we are supposed to do, and walking in the word of Almighty God in our lives, and not bringing back any fruit unto him, look out. And you better pray and get right with him. And begin to do whatever he asks of you to do and to accomplish. Now, 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whosoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. You know, that's a warning of letting you and I know that there is a time in things that we do in our life to where the kingdom of God shall be taken away from us. Think about that. You know, now, for them that he's talking to here, that's under the law, you see, on the day of Pentecost, everything changed. The law was fulfilled on that day. And that's when the kingdom was transferred to the church. Yet within, their warning of judgment, Jesus offers mercy to these and those that are falling on stones those that have been committing sin. And where they have been against him. But when they come to repentance and they put their faith in him, things will work out. But if his calling upon man in judgment, does that regard just about him? And we know where we'll end up. We know exactly where we'll end up because we're told. And we'll be getting into that a lot later also. Now, 45. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them, and he was. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. Yet they are afraid. Now, they wanted things against him. Now they're afraid to touch him because of the multitude that does follow him. I pray that you have gotten something out of this study this evening, and that you've grown a little stronger and with a little more knowledge than you had when we first began. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I close your word, Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you for your word. I love your word. I love teaching it. And Father, I love living all that I understand. And I love you, Father. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, your saints, wherever they are in the world, may the Holy Spirit keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, peace for them, Father, because we know that right now they have very little peace. But even more than that, Father, we're praying for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, and that one day Israel will become known as a land for Jesus. And Father, this land of ours, we sit back, Father, and allowed so much evil to come into our government, come into our churches, and bring evil to the people, bringing it even into our schools, teaching our youngsters things that they should not be teaching. Father, I pray this night that all of your children will be praying for the evil to be removed from all leadership of our government and our churches, and to be replaced with those that belong to you, walking in righteousness. Now, Father, We pray that they'll work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, as we prepare to separate now for the evening and the night, keep us all in health, Father. You know each and every one that is part of this study. I pray for them and their families. For Bobby and Millie Johnson, Kenny Powers and Dennis Lee. For Amy, her husband Tom, her son Jacob, for James Taylor, for myself, and for all of our families. We all have family members walking in darkness. May the Holy Spirit be able to reach them, bring about a change in their lives, and help to lead them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so none be lost, and all can make heaven their home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. Walk with God, and He'll walk with you. And remember, God willing, we can be together again in the morning at 10 o'clock and back into the Word of God. Have a great night.